Avos Perdal Mishne Dalit. Rabbi Levitis Ish Yavne Oimer. Rabbi Levitis Ish Yavne is not a, it's not a bakante name, Levitos. And he's not mentioned any other place in Mishnayis. The Memra is brought in other places. And it's interesting to say, Ish Yavne, all the Chachom were in Yavne. So Lechur the Mashmos would be that he was originally from Yavne. Ish Yavne usually refers to the Mepharshim say as the Ish HaChoshuv B'Yosef B'Yosef Mokar. And he was on the Sanhedrin. There's even an interesting word. Levitus is not a name that we find. His name was Levi, which is a name that we do find by many Tanoim and Amiroim. And the Tos at the end, Tes, Samach, is 69, because he's one together with the other 69 Sanhedrin. It's just a way of saying that he's from the members of the Sanhedrin. Maybe. Al Kaponim, Moid Moid Havishval Ruach. The emphasis of Ma'id Ma'id L'chayre means, the Mepharshim Nemon, La'fuke, what the Rambam calls the golden mean, the Shvil Ha'emtzois, the Shvil Hazov, of being not too much of this and not too much of that. By Shval Ruach, by Anova, a person is supposed to be Misrachik Min Hagayva Ad Hakteh, Ma'id Ma'id Havi Shval Ruach. The only other time that we find such a Lashon is in the report, when the Meraglim come back and the Klal Yisrael's mekabel their reports, so Yeshua and Kalev say, Toiv Ha'aretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. The famous word with the Basayin from Tzvas makes the connection between the two, and he says, Eretz Yisrael is a place that's Mechayiv B'lichat Tzitzis. So a person has to be B'lichat Tzitzis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gaiva is the Ikim Marchik of a person with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore Ma'oid Ma'oid Havishval Ruach. And he says, Shetikvas enoish rima. Look, it's not a reason. The way the teich this is that this is the thought process. Moed moed havishval ruach, because if a person wants to be close to the Rebbeinu, like we say, he can't have a chatzitza, that he's somebody also. What does that have to do with the fact that his final future, which is tikva, tikva always means a hope. Over here, it's not a hope in a positive sense. It means the final destination of every single person is rima, is to decompose in the cave. It's not in the grave. It's not a very edifying thought. But what it does to a person, it puts things in perspective. Like they say in English, the Beis HaKvaris is full of indispensable people. Don't consider yourself indispensable or too big, because then the day everybody ends up in the same place. The word enosh, by the way, always refers to a person in a state of mortality. Enoshi is when a person is wounded in a bad way. They call it, he's a Ptzuei Enosh. Odom is the name of a person, B'madrigos, or Ish is the Lashon of Cheshivus. Enosh, the door of Enosh. Enosh was the first one who, in his door, there was a move towards Avodah Zarah. The next Tana that we have over here in the Mishnah is a Tana that's very bekant. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, Kol HaMechal Shem Shemayim B'Seiser, Nifroim Mimenu Bigoli. Rabbi Yochanan Breika is a Tana that we have all over Shas. He's from the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So he's the daughter of Rabbi Kiva, and very often he argues with Rabbi Kiva. And he says that Chil Shamayim, we tend to think of Chil Shem Shamayim as something that's done in public. Mechal Shem Shamayim is something that makes the Rebbeinu Shem's name Chas V'Shalom Choyl. He treats HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence lightly. If it's done by Seiser, then in order to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shem will be Megala Kloine Berabim, the Rebbeinu Shem will take Nekama on him, so to speak. The Nekuda is that if a person doesn't have Erev B'Seiser because he's Cheshish for his own Kovit, he's not Cheshish for the Rebbeinu Shem's Kovit, so the Apchelik of the punishment has to be that his Kovit is meaningless. And it could very well be that this is the connection between the two parts of the Mishnah, that this, it means that a person's doicha ragle ashchina because his presence is worth more to him than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That's the very opposite of the shval ruach, ma'oid ma'oid. Maybe that's why the Mishnah puts them together. Mishnah hey. Rabbi Shmuel ben Ayomer, this Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, is also brought in many places in Shas. There is a gis over here that says Rabbi Shmuel, but it's mistaba that it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Ayomer, and that's why he's over here. We had other Mishnahs from Rabbi Shmuel before. This is Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, who's from the later Tanoim. Haloimin al manas l'lamed, maspikin biyode l'lumoid u'lalamed. One could think that if when he learns, so in order to preserve his learning, his lalamid, his teaching others, is going to take away from his lamid. Lamaisa, it's not that way. The relationship between lumen and lalamid is not an inverse proportion. Fakir, the lalamid brings out the main point of the lamid. There's a tifna kudi here. My Rabbi Ramosh Shapir used to speak about this all the time. And that is, when you look at the Rambam, it seems, it's mufurish. The Rambam brings down the ikka mitzvah of Talmud Torah, lalamid. Wait a minute, that's a din that a person's mukhuyif lalamid. That's the din of lalamid. The ikir cheftza of lalamid Torah is not just the learning for the knowledge, but it's receiving and passing on and transmitting the Maseres HaTorah. Lalamid is a fundamental tnai in the lalamid. Therefore, if one is lalamid, what he's really doing is he's being mekayim the ikir tzura of lalamid, and therefore menashamayim must be kimiyode lalamid ulalamid. Ve'aloymin al menas lases, again, one can think that learning and doing, being mekayim mitzvahs properly, bidiktuk, going the extra mile with mitzvahs, being mahadim mitzvahs, takes away from a person's learning. So here also he says, maspikim biyodoy, the efforts that a person invests need siyat nishmai. A person could accomplish more, a person could accomplish less. Here there's a maspikim biyodoy, because he's where the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to be, al menas lasois. Maspikim biyodoy lumoid ulalamid lishma velasis. The Mishnah goes extra. This is, by the way, the nusach of our tefillah. Lumoid ulalamid lishma velasis. The kaim is called the Talmud Torah Sechel. But over here we say lumoid ulalamid. It's interesting. Since the loymin al menas lasis mufush and chazal, that's the ikat surah salimur, is that should be boli de maisa. Kabbalah Sater is a nasa vinishma. The nishma is the loymid. The nasa is the kabbalah's oil. To listen to the mitzvahs is to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And therefore, since the ikat surah salimud, he's been mekayim, therefore he's given the opportunity, the siyat tishmaya, to be mekayim Torah bishlei musa. Lulmoid ulalamed lishmar velasais. There are other ways to understand this Mishnah. Look at the Rav. The Rav has an interesting knage. He doesn't say haloimin al menas lalamed. Halomad al menas lalamed. That means his learning is al menas to only be Isaac Batera, not lalamed as opposed to loimed. His learning is al menas that he should be always in the Beis Medrash. Not he brings the Gemara Roshana says that Rabbo was Isaac Batera v'loy osak milz chasadim, which of course the Rabbo was a god ladar doesn't mean him. That means that he wasn't overly Isaac milz chasadim. Lumas, the Gemara says, Abaye that was. So the Gemara says, when somebody learns with a complete immersion in learning, where he's not, doesn't go outside the base medrash to be Isaac Gemilas Chasadim, there are plenty of Gemilas Chasadim to do in the base medrash also, by the way. So then, Maspikim Biyad Elumen Elamed, they give him the fullness of the experience of Liman HaTorah. His Siyata Deshmai is to be fully immersed in learning. However, Aloymin Al Manas Lasa is to Yebi Isaac Bechesed, like the Rav points out, like Abaye, must speak and be other more than that. Lumad ulalamid lishma velases. Lishma velases is not so clear. Lishma is also a form of limud HaTorah. Ushmartem vasisem. Maybe it means chazor on what he learns. Maybe it means coming out to him and siyat tishmai to come out with halacha lemaisa, being masik shmai tzalib dehilchaso. That's another girsa. That's another pirush. There is another girsa in the Mishnah. Rashi has halaymit Torah al menas lalamid, which is the way we have it. But his gear says, Ein maspika biyodei lumoid ulalamid. When he's loymid Torah, and he's loymid al menas lalamid, which over here means he has motives that shalei l'shem shemayim. He's learning to be mekabel shteler, to get a rabbonus, to get a job. So then, Ein maspika biyodei lumoid ulalamid. He doesn't have siyat d'shmayim. Rav is doiched his gear. Rav Tzadik Oymer, Al taseh matoru l'zgadl bohem, v'lekardam lachba bohem. This would support that last girsa that we were just doicha, is that we're talking about learning Torah l'shem hanosa, l'shem kvoidoi. Don't use the Torah as a crown that one learns and he does a good shidduch and he gets covered and he stands out. V'lekardam lachba, not for parnosa, not as an axe, literally an axe, in order to be mekayim, not for parnosa. He brings this as a member of B'Shem Hillel. We had this memra back then, and one of the pshatim over there was somebody who uses the crown. Taga b'loshna Rambis is a crown. Cholaf, he's going to be cholaf va'ova min oilam. Hol lemato kol anenim v'divrei Torah. Noitel chay min oilam. It doesn't say over here kol haloimid almanas lehonis. It says kol anenim v'divrei Torah. Interesting diktuk. The Rav has Narichus Dvam, he goes into something which is Mufurish in the Gemara, the Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin, which is a person allowed to get schar for teaching Torah? It would sound from the Mishnah. And it says, Malamde Tinoikus, the reason why they're paid a salary is because they watch the children and they also teach them skills. Schar Pisuk Taimim is also grammar and basic reading, but Alts the Etzem Limuna Torah. He brings Barichus, the Pasuk says, Voisi Tziva Hashem Voisahi, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Lalam Reskem, Chukim U'Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Lekai. The Gemara says, Ma, Ani Bechinam, Af Ata Bechinam, a person is Mukhuyiv to teach Torah, and a Dain is Mukhuyiv to Paskin, without taking Schar. This that Dayonim could take money is only because of Schar. Batolo, they have to be paid, otherwise they wouldn't be able to be available for the Tzibu. They would have to be Mufarnas in other ways. But how much could he take? He can only take schar batolo. He can't take schar for what he's doing. And the Rav is ma'arich even more than that. That avada in a city, if there are benefits that the Talmid Chacham are given, they're potter from taxes, they're potter from certain expenses being part of the city, that avada you should accept. If a Talmid Chacham is not well and he can't be misparnes and the Tzibu supports him that he could be able to continue his learning, be able to teach Torah, that Avadi should take also. If he's Nismana to be a Parnas ala Tzibu, and he's Mizazik B'tzorchi Tzibu, he's allowed to take a which is clearly why a Rov is allowed to take a salary. A Roshiva also, there's more than just learning, it's taking care of the Bochum. So Avadi, he's allowed to take a salary, and so on and so forth.